The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the schoolofpodcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast, courtesy of podfriend.com, and we give you an honest first impression, along with my first impression based on 16 years of podcasting. Today I hit the random button and we got Kendrick Reeves. And the description is this. You ready? It's long. Sports. That's it. The show is called Kendrick Reeves. The description is called, just says sports. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and hit play on listen. So this is a random episode of the Kendrick Reeves show where he talks sports.
Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Kendrick Reeves. Welcome back to my podcast on my journey of becoming a sports agent. For the ones that hasn't been tuning in or don't know, I am a marketing agent with Checkmate Sports. Big shout out to Everett Davis for giving me the opportunity with that.
For the record, recording while you're driving is the definition of distracted driving. I'm just saying.
I just want to tap in with you guys today and touch bases on when I said I need the athletes that I'm going to represent to focus on performing, and I'll focus on building your brand.
Yeah, for the record, I would tap out right now because your car is distracting.
I mean, I just want to give myself a pat on the back, because there are some people that didn't want to buy in, didn't want to listen to the things that I was telling them. I just want to let you know, East Texas, you have an expert in your reach. Reach out to me. Tap in. Let's do some work. I want to build the brand. This is not just for me. I just want to give you guys a quick summary of what's been going on my journey. A couple weeks ago.
And you couldn't have done this from home? Like, if it's a quick summary, no, I have to do it while I'm driving in the car and then put music under it.
You know, there was a blue chip combine. And from Palestine, Texas, I got John Denman, class of 2025, into the combine. And big shout out to Wildcat Nation, because you now have a blue chip on your roster. John wasn't invited to the combine. They actually didn't have any kids from East Texas in the age group, you know, to compete, show them what we got down here. But with his dad reaching out to me, you know, and having a little faith in me, I pulled a few strings and did some networking. And he was able to start working out. And before the camp was over, he was in all the attire and everything as all the other blue chip athletes that were out there competing to get ranked. Not only did he get into that combine, you know, by me pulling strings and showing you that I will go the extra mile to help you build your brand to get out there.
I noticed that you're not sharing any details on how you pulled strings. I just have to accept that you pulled strings.
But you just have to focus on performing. I didn't go out there and run the 40 for John. I didn't do his vertical jump. I didn't do his 5-10-5. I wasn't out there doing his one-on-ones. He did that because he...
So we have to tell athletes to focus on being an athlete?
In the extra work. So I'm going to also put in the work that's needed on the other side. But all that being said, just to let you know that I got him into the camp, and not only did he get to participate in a nationally ranked combine, but he is also nationally ranked now. And he's number 37 out of the top 50 kids in the class. That's amazing. So if that doesn't give you a little confidence to tap in with me so we can get the name, image, and likeness booming in East Texas, and don't be behind, because we're already behind in everything else when it comes to youth sports, high school sports. It's like Dallas and Houston, they're a foot ahead of us.
Okay, a couple things. If he had said, follow me, like was it too much in the description field to put, follow me on my journey to be a sports agent? At least the artwork for this episode is some sort of rocket. And if the show is called Kendrick Reeves, call me silly. I kind of expected to see a picture of Kendrick Reeves on the artwork. Now, that may be a pod friend thing. I don't know. But for me, I just don't get the recording in the car thing. You're already trying to talk, and you end up with sentences like this, where somewhere in the middle of the sentence, there's a weird pause for no apparent reason because you got to turn left or somebody, and just don't. Just if this, I don't know how long this episode is. That's the whole fun thing about this pod friend thing, is I have no idea what the website is, and I'm not looking it up because I don't want to hear any more of this. But it's just, that's, I would say, look, if you want to do this, and this is your brand, like you said, you're building a brand, well, then build the brand at home in a quiet place with a real microphone. My guess is, if I looked into Kendrick Reeves, I'd almost bet the farm that this is an anchor show. I would almost guess, because it's just that easy to hit record and then drive. I'm surprised he didn't say, I'm driving in my Rolls Royce or something to make him, I don't know, but I didn't know. This could be so much better, and I like the fact that you're telling a story, but focus. You're talking about people need to focus on being an athlete. You need to focus on talking into the microphone with a little planning ahead of time so that you can maximize your impact while you have my ears. So, I've heard worse shows, but this one's just, and again, this is so easy to fix. First impressions are a big thing. And think about this, in Apple now, they have a big old listen button. They have a big giant listen button and a very small follow button. And it's going to be much easier to listen to shows than to follow them. So if you would like to have me listen to your show, I could really use a good one. Because all these random ones, I always tell people, most of the shows that are random are crap. Go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Get Reviewed button, and you will have your show right here, not only in front of me, but in front of my audience. And if you need a full review, where not only do I listen to the beginning of your show, but I also listen to the middle and the end, and I listen, or I go check out your website, give you feedback on that, and I bring 30-year radio veteran Eric K. Johnson, and you get to come on the show with us, and it goes on my YouTube channel. It's all there, podcastreviewshow.com/review me, and we will help you find out what you're doing right so you can do more of that, and those things that are a little annoying so you can do less of those. Thanks so much for joining me on my mission to rid the world of boring podcasts. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you there is always room for improvement.